a man with a thing or two to say about the weather every so often. It's Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. It sounds like the snow that was forecasted didn't quite reach us. It was interesting to follow the forecast during this week. As recently as Wednesday, I heard a forecast that we would get 4 to 6 inches of snow. And then it kept on being toned down and down and down. And finally, today, they're talking about, well, we might get a little bit of yeah, the snowstorm passed to the south and east of us. I mentioned early in this month how in February we almost never get snowstorms, and so Mother Nature lived up to it. We will see now. You know, next week we enter the wonderful month of March, and from the forecast it sounds like February is going to show us it can still be winter for the last few days. But March is weird. Crazy things can happen as we get into it, so we'll see what Mother Nature has to offer. We are, today's date, for the 24th of February. We are a little less than a month from the vernal equinox, but this is always comes up as a kind of a surprise. We are only 2 weeks away from changing to daylight savings time. So the seasons are moving on. We are about at 11 hours of daylight. That will hit in the next couple of days. So, yes, the seasons are definitely moving on. And I saw plenty of signs of that this week. I was noticing while driving toward Duluth, I was noticing some open water in the St. Louis River, so I stopped to take a close look, and there I saw some of the birds, water birds out there, mallards. Sometimes they hang around all winter. Lots of them do, but some do also do some migration. Same way with the golden-eyed ducks that were out there. They are definitely migrants, but they don't usually go really far south. Matter of fact, this is south for them, and if there's open water, they'll be hanging around all winter. And a flock of common mergansers, the same thing. The only one that I would say was really a true migrant is that I saw a single Canada goose fly over, and it was by itself, but it was still calling very loud. So, nevertheless, things are happening. The waters were opening in the river, and any time that happens, there's critters that are going to take advantage of it. Bald eagles are moving across. They're very early migrants, so I'm sure a lot of these crows that we have around are also migrants, but when we see bald eagles, we may also start seeing other raptors. Red-tailed hawks are very early migrants. Harriers are very early migrants. So, yeah, all that stuff can be happening within the next 2 weeks at least. And then even some more songbirds. I mentioned last time of seeing a horned lark along the side of the road. And, yeah, that's an example of a migrant as well. And flocks of snow buntings may very well be showing up, little whitish birds that are relatives of the sparrows. There are plenty of action still going on. We got a nice little snow. We didn't get the snow today, but we did get a little snow earlier in the week, and it was just beautiful for seeing animal tracks. The deer have remained constantly active throughout the winter. I see them every single day. They're right in the yard. They very interesting winter. They normally don't do that. They normally go into a site south of here where there's plenty of cedars, and they yard there, or they spend the winter there. But this year, many of them decided to stay in the immediate area, and I do not put food out for deer, but nevertheless, they seem to still come around and try to find what they can, so it's been very interesting to watch that. Coyote and fox tracks were out there, snowshoe hare tracks, squirrel tracks, and so forth. One critter I have not yet seen, but I expect I'll be seeing pretty soon now, is a chipmunk. Chipmunks are different from the rest of them in the fact that they are a hibernator, and when they wake up, a lot of people say spring is for real when they come about. The other things of note, I mentioned last week about how the trees have definitely responded. I've seen some great examples of that this week. Red osier dogwoods might be the easiest and the most abundant to see. If you're driving down the road, and there's many of places right in Duluth where you drive down the street, and along the side, you see this little shrubby-like bush that's bright red. That's a little tree called red osier dogwood. And when we get towards spring, everything, all the branches all the way down to the ground turn bright red. Now, there's some other willows and even some maples that have branches that are red, but none of them are red as bright as this and all the way down to the ground. But I see them every day. And then the pussy willow, the buds are getting bigger. I saw some just excellent examples this week, as the same as with the quaking aspen. They have their big furry buds show up at this time of week, this time of year, early in the spring. So there's plenty going on there. But maybe the greatest sighting that happened this week for me was right outside the house. I have been feeding finches, and they have been coming and going and so forth. We still have them. So I look outside the house quite a lot. This time, however, I looked on the ground right outside the house, and right there on the side, south side of the house, I saw the first shoots up of the crocus. If we were to get some clear skies and mild temperatures over the next few days, I think those little shoots would present a bud as well, and maybe even a blossom. I have seen them bloom by the time, by this time. I have seen years where they did bloom by this time. So, yeah, Lisa, there are things happening there, and then we may be saying goodbye to something else. We have not had a below zero reading since February 9. Now, here we are at the end of the month, or almost the end of the month, and there's no more in the forecast. I have seen years where we have, many years, where we have below zero in March, so it can still happen. I even remember one February where we never got below zero the entire month of February, but when we got to March, we did get below zero. So things could still turn around, and as I said, March can be a bit crazy. So enjoy. It's going to be interesting. Keep your eyes open. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber this morning. He's our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on Northland Morning.